As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
But without further ado, we head down to City Hall with all the sunshine that's out today. We'll cruise down the 7 line, turn into the, for now, Showers Plaza. Into City Hall we go, and we find the man who is making news as of 4:01 last Thursday, deciding he's not going to run for re-election. So we only have 13 months left with Mayor John Hamilton. Oh, what have you been doing? Anything going on last weekend? Anything going on last week?
Nice to be with you, Mike. Oh, it's always busy here in City Hall. You know that.
Oh, I tell you what, that email popped in 4:01 last Thursday. I'm getting ready for the deputy mayor to come on. And I didn't read it clearly. And I was telling you this story off the air, and I told my listeners the same story. I didn't read the text. I just saw the video, the YouTube video attached to it. And I said, oh, okay. Mayor Hamilton's going to announce his plan for the future. And it's just, okay, I didn't think in 100 years that you were, with all these projects you have going on and have started, that not running for re-election was going to come out in that message. And it finally did. And when I heard it, I turned to my computer. You know, like the movies, it's like, what? And then I looked and read the headline above the video that said you weren't going to run again. So I guess if I had read it the first. But this was way more dramatic, and that's how it happened. So... All right, so here we are. We only have 13 more months of radio together. Well, that's not what most people are thinking. Most people are saying, oh, my gosh, why? So for those who haven't watched the video yet, how did you arrive at this decision? And, we'll ask you what's next at the end.
Sure. Well, thanks for bringing it up, Mike. It's a pleasure talking with you and with all your listeners. It was not an easy decision or a simple decision. I love what I do. As you indicated, there's always a lot of things going on. We talk about that every week, what goes on in the city. And it's really rewarding to feel engaged in doing all that. But as I said, I didn't run to be mayor. I ran to do things as mayor. And my platform and my approach was to talk and think about a bunch of stuff that I thought were needed for the city, including kind of raising the bar for city government. And I have to tell you, looking back, I feel like I've gotten most of that underway. It is true that rarely does anything get completely done in a city. You do something like open up Switchyard. Well, that park's open and it's going, though it's, every month we're looking at what's going on there and should we be doing different things. But it really was just saying, I feel like I've done what I set out to do, put in motion on affordable housing and on jobs and on the internet accessibility for everybody, as well as public safety and a bunch of basic stuff we did with sanitation and the water system and all those things that we talk about every week. And it was just kind of saying, it feels right to turn the page. 8 years is a typical run for a lot of executives. And frankly, I don't want to stay in a job just because I can run and win an election, though I think I can. But it was really just felt like the right time.
Well, the other part of this, it's interesting, is as you eloquently mentioned there, projects really never end. Everything's it seems to be in perpetual motion. So I understand that part of it. How about the timing? Why a Thursday afternoon in late November when it could have been any different times? I'm interested to hear why you chose that one.
Sure. That's a good question. And, it was no, I wouldn't want to do it any earlier. I really did say through the whole year when other people started talking about this race that the midterm elections were what we needed to focus on, not talk about or raise money or get involved in the mayoral election with that kind of focus. So I said, I think even in the summer, that I wasn't going to talk about it till after the midterms. And then, I just gave midterms aren't even actually totally over yet, I guess. But locally, we are basically done. And I wanted to do it relatively soon so that other people and other folks who might be interested or thinking they want to either get involved directly or indirectly in that they had time to do so. So I tried to get it done before Thanksgiving and that just seemed to be the time to do it. So, and now I will say, I've never done it before, like just releasing a video, but that's kind of, de rigueur, you know, it's kind of what people do sometimes these days. And if I invited you, Mike, to a big ceremony and said, let's have a big gathering, and then I came in and said, I'm not running, it would have been a little like, well, why did you invite me here to tell me that? You
know? Right, right, right. Well, that is interesting. Yeah, the new way of communications, as we see on the city's website almost weekly, that you and the deputy mayor have a video so people can watch and see. That's how we absorb things these days. So nothing crazy about that. The midterm election angle makes sense. That is absolutely what it is. And the other side of that, it's also interesting that you mentioned there. I want to dig just a little deeper. Is did you need to declare that you weren't running to free up somebody else in your party to run? I don't know how the quid pro quo or how that works. So if you can, a little inside baseball there, but if you could help me out, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, typically, again, in my experience, we haven't really gotten into local elections till after the midterms. For example, we've got 9 council races and a city clerk race, and not many people have made formal announcements about that, right? And that's more typical. But I did feel, as mayor and kind of the lead of the ticket, and there's obviously some people who've already thrown their hat in the ring, that it was important relatively soon after the midterms just to let people know, including people who have or might support me or people who don't want to support me, but to just kind of clear the air so that if other people do want to get in the race, they can do so in the coming weeks or months. The filing doesn't formally start until after the new year and then goes into early February. So that's when you know who officially, you know, files to run for all these offices.
Mayor John Hamilton is our guest on Tuesdays just after 4:05. He has decided he will not seek a third term. We'll get into term limits here in just a second. I want your thoughts on that. Since you're leaving now, you can give me your thoughts on everything. This is great.
Yeah, sure.
Did anybody try to talk you out of this decision, and how did you come to that final? Was it 50-50? Did you make a list? A little inside or behind the curtain of that?
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, I talked a lot with my family, of course, and a few folks, but it is the kind of thing that you really can't talk with many people or it just gets out. And that's I did want it to come out in an orderly way, not in a disorderly way. But it was a hard decision. I love the work. I love what Bloomington is doing. I'm really proud of all the things that we've gotten going. And when I say we, that's the biggest we there is, the community, all the good stuff that's been going on. And, you know, we had some challenges like a pandemic to get through and other difficult things going on. But I will say overall, what I think persuaded me from the kind of the job side, the policy side and all, was looking back at what I ran to do. And they really were, you know, major moves forward on affordable housing, and we've upped it by 20-fold in terms of the rate, over 1,100 units of affordable housing and jobs and economic progress. And we've had $3.5 billion of investment and a lot more wage increases and like the Catalan announcement and those kinds of things. And then digital services and basic to public safety, where we're leading the state in so many ways. So it was kind of like, you know, this is what I came to do it, and I shouldn't just be mayor just because I can. I think there's a reason that presidents and governors and executives typically have 8-year terms. It is not, we're not bound by that in Indiana mayor races. But it felt good, you know, and there's, it's not bad to go out feeling like I'm leaving it in good shape and let somebody else take it on and see what they can do with it.
What is your angle on term limits for mayors? Well, you've only been a mayor in the state of Indiana, so you have 8 years of experience. Is that enough? Do you need fresh blood? What is your angle there?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've always been opposed to mandatory term limits in the legislature. I feel like if you do that, the legislatures typically are part-time, and if you don't let people build up expertise, what you basically do is you strengthen the lobbyists, kind of the experts who know the stuff, and then they just tell the legislators what to do. And legislators, it's it's hard to get up to speed on, you know, whatever state finances or utility law or health law or all those things. So I don't favor that generally for legislators. I guess I do find I'm pretty comfortable with executive side, where you worry a little bit, I guess, on that, like the president or a governor, that they can kind of lock in and make it hard to challenge them. It is very difficult to beat an incumbent executive. You know, they have a lot of ability to drive the agenda and kind of stay where they are. It's one of the reasons most presidents get reelected, most governors get reelected. And so maybe that rhythm is good to kind of make sure you don't get locked in too much with that. I know there are mayors who serve multiple terms, both in this state and around the country. So I'm not sure I think term limits are essential, but for me, you know, just choosing to step out after 8 is another way to have it happen. So I feel pretty comfortable with that.
Did you feel comfortable in the sense that you were too comfortable where you said that's time to move on? Do you need to feel uncomfortable a little bit in your job?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I do think with a new administration, you tend to get new ambition anyway, and some, you know, something different. I will say some of the, there have been some very successful mayors in the country who've served a long time. So there is an appeal to saying I can really stay at the helm and really try to move us forward and keep moving. There is an appeal to that, but I'm full of energy. I'm full of excitement about Bloomington and where we're going. But you know, whether you're talking about a college president or a company president, it's not bad to have change. I mean, if you looked at IU's tenures, you know, there we had Herman Wells was a really extraordinary service, right? Extraordinary person, but most of them are kind of in the 8 to 10 to 12 years, unless it's shorter, probably, which isn't a great sign. But it just felt right to me. You know, there's I got good friends. Mayor of Columbus is stopping after 2 terms, but the mayor of New Albany is running for his 4th term, and the mayor of Fort Wayne's running for 4th or 5th, I think. And Carmel went. How many terms did Brainerd go?
All of them. You know.
but Lloyd Winicky's not continuing in Evansville, I think, after 2 or 3, and. So it's not at all atypical, and anyway, I felt we're really in a good shape. I'm really pleased with where the city is and what we're doing and what's going on. And while it is tempting to just keep my fingers on the dials, I think it feels right to let it go after 13 months, and I'll go on to something else.
Mayor John Hamilton is our guest. Speaking of something else, while Governor Eric Holcomb is on the term limit, he will not be allowed to run. You're leaving. Is higher office something that you've dreamed about, thought about, whether it would be on a state level or even a congressional or senatorial level?
Well, thanks for asking. No, it really isn't. I didn't know.
You've been
that
in government
be
life forever. What do you mean you're not going to think about
well,
that?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked for a couple governors, and it's a great job where you can get a lot done. It's not something that I'm aiming for, and I expect that I will wait and see what happens with Dawn. My wife is working in D.C. right now, and I don't know how long that'll go on, but I think I saw Mitch Daniels saying, you know, you sprint to the finish line, you sprint for the tape. That's what I'll plan to do too through next year, December 31st. And then, you know, I'll figure out what's next, but I don't think I'll be running for another office.
All right. How about, well, you mentioned Indiana University there and the president, and I know I'm not saying you're going to run for president. Is university
life
something that you would turn your ambition to?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, I'm not a professor, and I haven't spent a lot of time in universities. You know, my career has focused on government service as well as community development and finance stuff. And, you know, I may poke around in one or the others of those. I don't know. We'll see. But right now, I'm really just loving what I do. I'll keep focused on it. And it does, I will tell you, I've never been in this office thinking about, hey, what if I make decision A or B, what will that mean for my political future? It's been really liberating not to have to say, oh, I'm, you know, somebody will run a commercial on me like that. And so I get to do the same thing for the next 13 months, which is just try to keep the city moving forward and do the best I can to make lives better for as many people as we can.
So you're joining a traveling Broadway show, aren't you? You can break the news here. That's what you want to do. You want to sing and that's what you want to do, isn't it?
That would be fun. Now I you remember when I conducted that orchestra?
Amen.
A few months ago, that was a kick. I could have been an orchestra conductor, and in fact, I'm Friday night. I'm going to be with the orchestra again, narrating "Twas the Night Before Christmas" at 8 o'clock. I don't conduct, but I do get to be up on stage, so that'll be fun. And I do love music. It's true.
Well, that's why I thought I had you pegged there. I thought I had you right where I wanted you. And we'll figure out the next plans of Mayor John Hamilton. We know 13 months from now, well, just at the end of the 2023 calendar year, that will be it for the mayor of the city of Bloomington. But we hope you'll join us throughout these 13 months because we have so many different things to do. And in the political climate moving forward, are you going to be endorsing candidates, your replacement, or city council folks? Are you going to stay involved in that process, even though that you might not be seeking your own personal office?
Well, that's a good question. Don't know. I do care about the direction, of course, that the city takes and city council takes and what a new mayor might take. I may get involved in that or I may not. I won't do anything immediately on that. Again, I think it's usually good to wait and see who all gets in the race, because sometimes people say they will and then they don't, or sometimes somebody you didn't think of gets in. And so I'll probably wait until February at least to see who's in the race. And then, you know, I've always tried to be kind of respectful of the process, which I will be, but I may, you know, I care about the way the city goes. We're doing great things on climate right now, for example. We're doing great things on affordable housing. We're really making advances. And if there's a candidate who kind of looks like they want to really radically change that direction, or somebody who will radically and strongly support it, that could affect kind of how I get involved. If they want me involved or don't want whatever, you know, I'll play it by ear, but I'll keep you posted. Okay?
Oh, good, 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 good. I hope you're not going anywhere in these 13 months because we have things to do.
No.
And you've got a big thing to do. We'll get to the canopy. I'll close with that because that's kind of the lighter, not heavy lifting part.
Yeah.
But we have a big deal going on Saturday. The farmer's market is no longer there. It's the holiday market, and that's annual. That happens from 10 to 3.
Yeah.
And the Showers Plaza is no longer going to be the Showers Plaza. It's going to be the Mayor John Fernandez Plaza. Tell me how that came about. What's going on this weekend?
So the holiday mart is really fun. And people, I hope you enjoy that great last kind of blast of the farmer's market season with a great holiday market. You know, it's interesting. Most mayors are kind of reflected somewhere in our community, whether you go to Lake Lemon, named after Tom Lemon, or you go to the Allison Jukebox, you know, where you can look there. We have the McCloskey Conference Room here in the central place in City Hall, a lot of that. And that the latest mayor that had been honored or reflected that way was Mayor Allison. And so I'm trying to kind of carry that tradition on. And we've worked, Mayor Fernandez succeeded Mayor Allison and didn't have anything reflecting his service in the city directly, other than a picture on the wall, you know, of all the mayors. But he was extremely active in getting the Showers Plaza redesigned and rebuilt and activated with the farmers market. After a few conversations of various folks, we thought that might be really nice to name that Fernandez Plaza, which we will be doing, dedicating on Saturday at 10. It's a public ceremony, and John will be there, along with friends and family, and anybody's welcome to come at 10 o'clock.
And the weather that morning, 53, not bad, not bad. Maybe it won't be 53, but it'll be around there. But it will not be minus 12 or anything crazy like that. So that's fun. And that's going to be after a very, very busy Friday. We know that Black Friday, Black Friday shop at 12:01. Good. I watch football. They like to shop. I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their lives. We've got IU basketball. We've got the Canopy of Lights, a great gathering annually. Now that the pandemic is behind us, that will start informally at around 5 o'clock on the square downtown on Friday with open houses of local businesses. And then around 6 p.m., the stage will start shuffling around and we'll have dancers and singers and scenes from plays and sing-alongs and bands. And, well, that's one of the most wonderful traditions we have here in Bloomington. I know you're excited to be a part of it.
I am. It is so fun. You really feel the transition into the full holiday move. And gosh, there's often, I don't know, a couple thousand more people there, depending on the weather. And it's a great program with fun for everybody. Kids love it. And, you know, there's usually a surprise visitor right at the end who shows up. It's pretty cool. And I get to help, you know, lead some sing-alongs and the band plays carols we sing. Anyway, so it's a great time, and it looks like the weather could be pretty good, so I encourage everybody to come down.
Yeah, it's not going to be great, but it's going to be above average. That's all we ask for this time of year in the temperature department. And it looks like if there's rain, it will be in the morning on Friday, so you'll have to worry about that when you're Black Friday shopping. And, well, Black Friday, you've got the canopy of lights that evening. We've got home basketball. You've got small business Saturday. When are you going to turn the meters off for us all weekend? Are you going to give us a little holiday present?
Yeah, we are. I think we put that out, but we're going to have...
You just did. Yep.
We're going to have... it's kind of complicated. Basically, the garages are going to be free every Saturday from here on through January, the New Year's weekend.
We did that last year, so that's good. Good.
Yeah, so the garages are free, and then we're adding streets to that. Downtown streets will be free this whole coming weekend, as well as the Christmas weekend. And when streets are free, garages are too. But mostly, just trying to help people get downtown and shop and spend time down there. And there's details on the website if I didn't get it all exactly right. But
no, you nailed it.
We welcome. Okay.
You nailed it. And the other way to remind people, too, if the city is not open for business, neither are the parking meters. And the great news is, even if you try to feed a parking meter on Saturday, it won't take your money. So that's the best. the best part there. So very cool. You can see it at bloomington.in.gov. Click on the news, and you can see all the big news and read up on all the things that are going on. So that is fantastic, and we're excited to have the canopy. I'm excited to tell you that it's going to be an above-average forecast as well, because 6 o'clock, sun goes down, but it's not, the temperature doesn't bottom out. And I know you've been, this will be your eighth one of these? So you've had a couple there where you couldn't feel your fingers trying to lead the band.
Well, are you? It should be. But you know what? The band keeps playing anyway.
They're
the ones who, they got to put the mouthpieces on their lips and everything else. If they can do it, we can do it. Surely,
we can tough it out.
Are you in your sweatpants yet?
Not yet. I've been working on stretching all week, and I told Jordan, okay. not me, my sweatpants. They're getting stretched out, ready to go for the big Thursday and Friday. And we got the bucket game Saturday, IU men's soccer NCAA tournament Sunday. We got all kinds of great things going on, so that's exciting. And parking will be free, folks, starting on Thanksgiving and running through the entire weekend, this weekend only, and we'll remind you of the other great opportunities that will come along with the free Saturday garage parking on December 3rd, 10th, and 17th. Free garage parking on Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day. That's free garage parking. Then we'll be on street on the 26th. Just the city holidays is probably the easiest way to remember. I'll remind everybody, don't worry. We'll take care of it. So you will be reading the night before Christmas with the – that will be with the is that with the orchestra?
The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra, yeah.
Okay, tickets are available at the BCT box office. They will have shows at 5:30 and 8, I believe it is. So you can pick before or after if you need to get warmed up. Are you going to read for both shows?
No, I'm just reading the later one. I can't get there to the early one, but somebody else is reading the early one. I'm sure they'll do a great job. And it's a fun program. This is just one little piece of the program, but the symphony's always a kick, and the bus kirk. And as you said, you can kind of warm it up in there a little bit. So
exactly
that's
right.
Good.
And for those of you with little children, the big man in the red suit will help flip the lights on the canopy of lights, and then he will recess to his spot in the Fountain Square Mall from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. posing for pictures with all the good little girls and boys. So a great...
What can beat that?
I'll tell you what. A good forecast. You're going to have a huge crowd down there. It's free parking. And Mayor Hamilton and I will give you one bit of advice. If you and the family decide at 5:45 that you're going to come down for the show that starts at 6, be prepared to walk.
Yep, it gets crowded. It gets crowded.
In a good way. But you're not going to have to pay wherever it goes. Don't forget about your city garages. Some people take the street parkings and think, well, everything's crowded. The garages will help you out as well. And again, it's not Chicago. Last night, though, I felt like a celebrity. I parked right in front of where I needed to go on a Monday night last night. A little quiet.
Oh,
jumped right out.
Living right.
I tell you what, I was looking around like, where's the camera crew? Where's the practical joke coming from? Well, I hope to see you on Friday. I wish you and your family nothing but a fantastic holiday and Thanksgiving Day and weekend that goes with that. And thank you so much for answering all the questions we had about not running again.
You bet, Mike. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you. Have a great holiday, and I'll look for you on Friday out there.